Republican Mike Volz touts his experience in finance, both as a deputy treasurer and as a former assistant financial director for Spokane Transit. Democrat Lynette Veers cites her work as a nurse and experience with the State Nursing Association and also working with the legislature on the state's Health Policy Council. We asked both candidates about how the legislature will deal with the so-called McCleary decision, where the state Supreme Court has told lawmakers they must meet financial obligations to pay for education, something that will likely shake up the state's budget. Lynette Veers is adamant about where any budget cuts to pay for education should not come from.
I'm 100% for funding our constitutional duty. That is in the Constitution, and we are to fully fund basic education. I do not want to see any safety net programs cut. Our elderly long-term care, our people with disabilities, with our mental illness, we cannot cut that.
Mike Volz believes all state programs can do more belt tightening if it's needed through the McCleary ruling.
You know, I work in the Spokane County Treasurer's Office as the Chief Deputy Treasurer. We're performing fundamentally the same work we did a decade ago, actually a little more, with far less staff. And so I know it can be done.
One thing Veers has been doing is meeting with officials from smaller communities in her district to see what their needs are.
They've had lots of tax cuts since the recession. And now that we're coming back together, they're needing to have some tax breaks, some money, in order to do some of their projects.
Mike Volz agrees the smaller communities could use additional funding, but doesn't want to go overboard.
There is a funding challenge to all sorts of programs, and revenues are coming back. They're coming back stronger, and those need to be looked at as not an opportunity to create new programs, new projects, but to go back and maybe backfill some of these holes with these new revenues.
With her healthcare background, Veers says one thing she would like to tackle is ongoing healthcare issues that were not solved by Medicaid expansion and the Affordable Care Act. She cites increasing costs for some medications, like the hepatitis C medication and the EpiPen, or home care denied by insurance companies.
A lot of it was needing to provide more home care for a client that has perhaps a bad ulcer, bad wound, and is unable to change that, or they don't have a family member we could teach, and they just thought, well, figure it out.
Mike Volz says he does not want to see any expansion of the Affordable Care Act.
I think we need to take a step back on health care and remember that the key focus of health care ought to be between the patient and the doctor. The health care provider has to be at the core of it. And we've kind of looks like we've lost sight of that. With the Affordable Care Act, the amount of bureaucratic paperwork that doctors have to do has become burdensome. Rates are going up. People aren't able to keep their doctors.
On health and environmental issues, one that concerns Lynette Veers is the oil trains that run through Spokane and the safety threat they pose.
The worst scenario that could ever happen in Spokane is a train derailing just right down below in downtown, below of Deaconess and Sacred Heart. And just imagine what that would look like. It could maybe destroy them, that they no longer could have accessible emergency rooms. Yeah. We've got now personnel that would be destroyed, be killed.
Veers hopes the legislature can take steps to ensure the safety of the community. Mike Volz is hopeful the industry can eventually ensure community safety through use of double-hauled oil cars, but feels there's no way to restrict its shipment via the rails.
And is it ever going to be risk-free? No. I mean, life is not risk-free. And so I think every reasonable step we can take to make them safer, make them better. But ultimately, we need oil, coal.
Volz is opposed to the idea of requiring the railroad carriers to contribute to a special fund for oil cleanup or disaster funding.
Yeah, do you charge them after the fact, make them pay the bill for that sort of stuff? You'd put a fee, and what happens often is we have these fees for a noble purpose or these taxes, and they get diverted and sucked off into the general fund.
You can find this story and others on our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. We'll also have the entire raw interviews from our in-house election stories there under Election 2016 from the drop-down menu under News. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.